You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Is there like a gay mafia?
You're goddamn right there is.
Is there?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Don't shock me.
I'm not saying that's what this is, but it seems a little fishy. All of a sudden, the massage therapist who's accused Kevin Spacey of sexual assault, dead.
What?
Not saying how he died yet. They're investigating if it's suspicious.
Do you think it's suicide?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It could be, I guess. This anonymous massage therapist who claims to have been sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey.
Wait, or it could be a gay mafia, as Dave.
Ooh, yeah, it could be gay mafia. At least.
Wait, why would you just go there off the top? It's like, it's you think it's a gay mafia?
It's a gay mafia, Lise. I'm going to put this out there. Is there a gay mafia?
I'll tell you right now, if there is, I'm not talking about them on the radio.
No.
Kevin Spacey's masseuse is dead? Yeah. I don't think so.
Nope. Kevin Spacey's got a lot
of
money.
Okay, I guess it could be a bit of a stretch, but I'm like,
somebody shows up dead right before they're supposed to testify?
Yeah, I don't
gay
know.
Mafia.
It's either that or the sad thoughts of a sexually abused man.
Okay, well, don't go there. Well, I mean, don't make it dark.
Suicide is like the first thought.
You could have gone.
No, Jesus, Chuck.
Sad mind of a sexually...
I don't go dark. Maybe that's why I don't. You guys, I read some stuff and then you guys point out, Dave, that's horrible. I
yeah,
don't
like
think
you're
that
just
way.
Thinking this guy's life is amazing.
Right,
and
wait, what's better about murder than suicide? I mean, like, you know.
Well, because I assume if you... It's dark suicide means way. Your life's been bad, right? You've been troubled.
You're, if
mentally...
you're in the gay mafia, life is
no, he's not in
dark.
It, but I think that maybe think the gay mafia took him out because he was going to testify
the gay
again.
Because
they got Kevin Spacey's back.
Yeah.
You think they would have
well,
the
Kevin
gay
Spacey
mafia?
Has enough
one of the
money.
Founding members.
He has enough money to influence.
He created a gay mafia?
Or he paid the gay mafia.
Or he just knows the hitman.
He just knows a hitman.
Straight
hitman.
He doesn't have to hire a hitman off Craigslist.
It is weird that they didn't say how he died. That's how he generally you know
that's
that
what
it's
made
suicide.
Me think gay mafia.
Well, when he did it, when they don't tell you,
but maybe suspicious, Chuck. That doesn't make me think suicide. Maybe suspicious.
I get it.
Someone said there's definitely gay bloods. Anyways, this anonymous weird, massage therapist.
I'm not saying anything about anything
me neither.
That.
Anonymous massage therapist claims to have been assaulted by Kevin Spacey. Turned up dead. The individual, known only as John Doe, filed claims with the allegation of being forced to grab Kevin Spacey's dong many times during a massage, and also 2 years earlier at a private residence.
Are all the cases against Kevin Spacey kind of falling flat?
Apart? That's what I'm saying. Well, that one with the phone out of Massachusetts fell apart, right?
Yeah.
The news anchor's kid.
Yep.
And now this one's falling apart, but I mean, did he make it fall apart with the help of the gay mafia?
I don't know.
I'm just looking it up now. Is there a gay mafia?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great, this is out of my Google search.
Sorry, you're dead, James.
My God.
Yeah.
Now we're tying Kevin Spacey to murder.
If I die mysteriously, it's the gay mafia.
Yeah, there is. The gay mafia is real.
I just thought the gay mafia was more like, are you going to get in this film? Or not.
It's like they're going to be called the Velvet Mafia, the Gestapo, the Gay Lobby. The Popes even claimed there was like a gay mafia.
Well, any group of people can assemble and have some kind of power, but I always thought it was more like...
The rise of the gay mafia.
Well, I'm not the... What else I'll say?
Mafia boss rubbed out for being gay.
They shouldn't have said rubbed out. Yeah. They shouldn't have said rubbed out. It was a bad way to put it.
I think they did that on purpose.
I think so. All right, so back to the story here. In May, a federal judge in California allowed this case to move forward despite Kevin Spacey's objection. He objected that this guy's identity was kept a secret. He figured he should have to come forward if he wanted to testify against him. Now, about a couple of days after the parties came to a plan for a proceeding in the suit that detailed more details about the case, the client is dead. Mm. No details are being provided other than they are saying they are looking into the possibility it could be suspicious.
Frank Underwood.
Yeah. I always felt like he was playing more of himself in that role than you'd ever really realize. But
he was really good at it.
Yeah.
that role.
Spacey recently got out of another legal situation, which we mentioned, when criminal charges against him were dropped in Nantucket, Massachusetts. In that case, he pleaded not guilty to felony indecent assault and battery, and prosecutors withdrew charges after a busboy stopped cooperating. This lawsuit represented the most significant legal situation for Spacey, who's been accused of sexually improper conduct against multiple individuals.
Well, is this basically just going to end it for that? And then if he's not charged with anything, I mean, I know there's multiple people that have come forward. I haven't paid a super ton of attention to his whole deal, but I'm assuming that there is more than this out there. But as they start to disappear, then does he get his stuff back? Does he get his shows back? Does he get his movie career back? Or is he done? It's just weird because stuff starts fizzling out. It's like with Michael Jackson, you know, like Michael Jackson, people accused him, and then he paid off the right people, made things go away, and then he was able to still be like a star again.
Mm. Who knows?
It's weird.
Yeah, all right, I'm not going to read any of these texts.
Yeah, well, you can't really
you wanted
turn.
To. You almost did.
I almost did, then I caught myself, please.
Okay, yeah. Good.
But so they're now determining whether this case can move forward, even though he's died, if it could move forward without his testimony, with just his previous statements. But they're not sure if there's a 90-day no window for them to determine if they can do that or not.
There's no way they're going to. They wouldn't do it with that Epstein guy.
Was this the person that had the mom that was in the news?
No, that was the one that was just settled in Massachusetts.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
It's a different one.
That guy's mom was a news anchor in Boston.
Okay.
That was the case where, he couldn't find the phone all
of
a sudden.
Yes.
His case was kind of falling apart. It looked like maybe he had exaggerated.
Or he got rid of the messages. Yeah. He got rid of what he said.
Got rid of the messages. I love when Lisa talks like this.
No.
Got rid of the phone. The messages.
Because in that one, we don't know exactly what happened, but it sure did seem like, didn't Kevin Spacey come out and say, hey, listen, this guy was like into it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, he was saying stuff back to me.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, well, like, let's see the phone. And he's like, wait a second, his messages are gone. And then there's a way to check and see if you did that. And it was gonna, now the phone's gone.
I'm just saying, right after things seem to be heading to court and not in his favor, all of a sudden this guy's dead. Look into the Gestapo. The Gestapo.
Yeah, the Gestapo, different.
The Gestapo's different. The Gestapo.
Yeah.
That's the one you need to look at.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee's penis made its glorious return to the internet yesterday. The penis, which co-starred in Lee's 1998 sex tape with former wife Pamela Anderson, popped up again, this time on Instagram. The Motley Crue drummer posted a video that appeared to show an image of his giant dong held up to the lips of his wife.
What?
Brittany Lee.
What? Nice.
He captioned the picture, "These new Instagram filters are finally getting wood. I mean, goddamn. They finally gave me my own filter." By the way, his penis was ranked at number 8 on the list of the 20 famous big dicks.
Number 8?
Yeah, came in at number 8.
I'm dying to know the top 5.
Yeah. there is, we put a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can check out the picture.
Stop it. How would you feel?
His people are saying it was actually a filter.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there was anything.
I don't know, though. I think it's too...
I don't think it's a real
joking.
Penis.
I don't think it's a real penis.
So
I think it's like a dildo finger. Or like a...
Yeah, like the squirt gun I have.
Yeah. It's
like,
too...
Look,
it's,
I hold
look,
the squirt gun
it's
up to my
too
lips.
Perfect.
And you just blur it out.
Right?
It's just the same.
Stay right like that for
okay,
a couple
James,
seconds.
Please stop.
Just a little
please
bit
stop.
More.
No.
Now open your mouth a bit.
Okay, all right. There we go. We'll get a picture.
Okay, he doesn't mind. James is the only guy who doesn't mind you taking a picture of him with a dildo to his lips.
Yeah.
That's a
great
squirt gun, Dave, not a dildo.
Yeah.
The dildos are at home. I was told to take them all home.
That's true. They made them.
I got a new radio station moving in the building.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You need to take them home?
You got
to
get rid of your dildos?
They got to get to know us first.
Oh, the Praise Network moves in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. We're getting a religious station moving in. Wow.
But I'm keeping
welcome
my
to the
giant inflatable one.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Boy, some weird mix.
Oh, man. Do you think they'll have to stop playing us in the hub?
Yeah, I think
somebody
already
kind of asked that question.
Really?
Yeah.
I would assume we should.
You put a religious station in the building with us? What are you thinking?
It'd be weird to have people in your own building.
I just hope they're not going to come knocking on my door and try to convert me, you know?
They're going
to
be throwing holy water at us when we leave.
Yeah, they hate us for sure.
A lot of people hate
us. I think most people in the building do for some reason.
Yeah, they do.
They hate us because they hate us.
They hate us because they hate us.
That makes it
the peanut
warm.
Butter and jelly. Sorry, whatever. That's why they hate us.
If you want to see that lovely picture I just took of James, go to Instagram, search Dave and Chuck.
Ooh,
the Freak,
and
you'll see it now.
Give that a like.
Put it up there. Anyway, yeah, it does look like it's a fake
even
penis.
Still, like even still,
she's not quite a lady to even pose like that.
That's what I mean. Like
well,
it's pretty.
Yeah,
she's Tommy.
And I doubt Instagram is going to have a filter that looks like a blurred penis. The way Instagram is, like,
Performing oral?
Yeah, they kick my ass off of Instagram because I have my butt slightly exposed.
Exactly.
There's no way a blurred out wiener is going to be a filter that you have an option to use.
Right.
There is a new coffee shop. We've talked about the topless women coffee shops that have opened. Yeah. And I think there's even a few around here, or there were. But this one in Seattle is a twist. Maybe a little more for Lisa and James.
Oh, wow.
This one features topless dudes in short shorts.
Hunks.
Finally, cool. James.
Yeah.
Somewhere
for James.
Would women actually go to a coffee place if it was topless hunks? Like, do you think it would do well?
I think a certain age group and a certain type of woman would definitely be there for sure.
If you're a lady that would go to a topless male coffee place, let us know. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969.
Is this place set up the same way the chick ones are, where it's like just a chick in a booth?
Well, here's
and you drive up
the story so you can see from KIRO TV. This place is called, what's it called? Dream Boys.
Dream Boys
Espresso.
Wow.
Here we go. Here's the report.
It sure is. So the owners of this barista stand tell me that it is the only one in the state with men in swimwear serving espresso. It's still in a soft open right now, and the two baristas here just put up this sign today. So all day we've been seeing people walk by, look inside, take pictures, say hello to these two men here, and it is definitely catching people's eye.
I saw a hunk guy in there. He was in his little thing, and he was, you know, posing. Just adorable. They're adorable.
These two baristas are turning heads and getting people to pull out their cameras
in the
Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood.
There was a topless guy sitting in there with, you know, swollen pecs and whatnot.
They're in brief bikinis, and they're all very good-looking young men.
It's a new espresso stand at Broadway and Harrison called Dream Boys Espresso. The signs advertising hot guys serving hot coffee just went up today.
I worked for Starbucks a couple years back, and I really enjoyed being a barista.
I felt like, why can women do it, but male can't?
The owners of this new coffee stand also own 45 Ladybug Bikini Espresso stands with female baristas across Washington and Oregon. There was one here, too, for about a year, but they closed a few months back after a lack of business. The owners said their customers and employees suggested hiring men to serve coffee.
Yeah,
here they are.
There's a market for hot guys serving coffee. When isn't there?
Even people who aren't so into the idea of bikini baristas with women.
I thought the whole concept was very odd to me. It feels like something from a bygone era, honestly.
But your hair do's fine?
Place in today's society.
See, they're finding this stand has a different vibe.
I just thought it was a lot of fun. I've never seen anything like it. And it's just like, this is Capitol Hill. Bring it on.
And they all seem to think there's no better place for this stand than in Seattle's Pride Central.
This is exactly what it's for.
Quality within now, so now there's male stand and female stands, you know. A little bit of entertainment, I guess, with your coffee.
Everyone's been very appropriate and respectful. I appreciate it. I love it.
The restaurant sharing this lot says before, the ladies who are working at the bikini barista were basically topless, and they received a lot of complaints, and they are much happier now to have these two guys here, and they're hoping it'll bring more customers to this area as well. The owners who own this stand say if this stand does well, they're planning to open other male-only bikini, if you will, espressos across the state as well.
That's going to be cold in the winter.
Very cold.
In
They'll
Seattle.
Have some heaters.
That little booth, though, will be plenty warm in there.
Oh,
especially with those two hunks walking around.
Exactly.
I guess. So on one side, there's a walk-up window, and then the other side, there's a drive-through window. So you can go get your coffee from
that
the topless
seems to be the only way that these places work, is that there's a little bit of anonymity in the, yeah, you can see me in my car, but I'm not getting out of it.
Because you don't want them to come inside and sit down, and then they're going to linger.
Yeah. Right, because that could lead to all sorts of other stuff.
Yeah.
Other weird.
Yeah.
Scenarios. You don't want them to be able to reach you, really.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially the ladies, but in this case, the guys.
One guy was trying. He was reaching, man.
That guy took a good long look at that guy's crotch. Yeah. Did you notice, too, they're higher up? So when they're at the window, they're almost
you're
like
at dong level.
Their crotch is.
Well, you're there to see something. You're not there to not see something.
Gentlemen, can you look at my eyes? They're up here.
Generally, in a drive-thru, you see a woman like from, you know, the waist up.
No, the floor is definitely high.
They lifted these guys up so you get the full crotch in your face when you pull up to the window. Tanya, what do you think? Are you going to the topless dude short coffee place?
I would completely go.
You wouldn't feel like a female pervert. You just want a little bit of eye candy.
No, I completely. I do want eye candy. I'm a single mom, so
yes,
I
we can hear.
Yeah,
poor baby.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm actually dropping him off at daycare right now. I didn't expect to get in. But I love you guys.
Well, thank you so
thank
much,
you, Tanya. Thanks so much. Good luck to you and your child.
Yeah.
Patty's with us next. Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So would you be into this, getting your coffee from a topless dude?
Yep. I'm sitting in my car with my coffee, wishing a topless dude was giving it to me right now.
Dreaming of it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, really, I can picture it.
Okay, calm down.
Still talking about coffee?
Are you married?
No, I'm 39 and single.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, if your significant other had a problem with it, would that stop
you? I don't think I'd care.
No.
Yeah.
All right, Patty. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Would you be upset if your lady went through?
Me? No, not at all.
I wouldn't have.
Like, whatever. She wants to go look at dudes. Like, she pretty much confessed to me one of the reasons she likes watching WWE with me is because all the hot guys. I'm fine. You know, cool. As long as we get to watch it. I don't care. Hmm. She can get all revved up by some other hunky dude and she'll have to deal with a semi-hunk at home, you know?
Semi-hunk!
A hunk in progress.
Is it weird when she calls you Finn Balor?
Sometimes. Well, it's more like, I want to see the demon.
Oh my God.
The demon's coming out to play, baby.
Dear Lord. Yeah, you the demon mask?
Yeah. Sweet.
So again, this is just in Seattle for now, but...
But I'm good. I'm glad to see this taking off.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see it all starting. This is going to go nationwide.
That's where they put it in like a gay neighborhood,
but
too. That's where you're going to get your business. Because I don't know if they'd have enough business in a regular suburban neighborhood.
No, but guys are visual creatures, and even gay guys are visual creatures. Yeah. So you do this. Like there's places around every big city that you could have a shirtless guy coffee place.
Yeah, there's a city right over here by the station.
Exactly.
You open one up over there.
Dude, gangbusters.
I'd be a billionaire.
We should open it.
I should if I had the money to start it.
Yeah.
And the abs to actually work it.
Jason the Jew makes a good point, though, that I didn't think of. Let's talk to him here. Jason, you say these guys have to do a certain thing.
Yeah, they got to be hairless.
Okay.
I think that I could do well. You know, I'm pretty in shape.
Yeah.
But with my beard and my chest hair and all that, I would drop hair for sure in coffees.
Ooh,
oh, you're right.
Think of that.
Like my bathroom floor looks like I just got a haircut.
Ooh,
sometimes.
God.
The hairy guys wear like a mesh, you know.
No, it can't be mesh. Hair can get through mesh. It's got
it's like a beard
like,
net.
Yeah,
you know?
It'd have to be.
I don't know if that's
netting.
The sexy look, guys. In like,
well, that's why you get it in a neon color, so it looks like sexy male lingerie.
But you're right; those guys are definitely waxed.
Oh yeah,
they're waxed.
I love that Jason considered that he could do this for
a
second.
Jason, I've seen his pictures from his honeymoon. He's ripped.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Like Jason's buff.
Yeah,
thanks, James.
Someone's been creeping your pics, Jason.
It's true. Like, I was whoa. I didn't realize Jason was so cut. No wonder he plays sports.
I also couldn't believe he can shoot a basketball as well as he can shoot a basketball.
I told him, I said, you're just showing off.
What is he
showing off?
He posted video of him shooting.
Yeah.
No. Well, on the honeymoon, we had a rooftop like basketball court. But every time I posted a video, I'm just sitting on the sidelines. So I thought I'd show people that I can actually play, you know.
Yeah.
Nice.
But thanks, James.
Yeah, how about you bench press, Jason?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, no, you don't need to.
It's not about the weight, you know. It's about
the reps,
the intensity.
Okay, you too. All right. Well, you can open Jukebox when you maybe on your spare time.
Yeah, let's talk, Jason.
Yeah. I know the lead. I got a lead right there, sitting in the other room.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Let the bromance will blossom, and we'll move on to
Jason,
other things.
Jason, the hunky Jewish
phone screener. They'll be way more successful than us.
Yeah, probably. Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, we all have this, and it's come up on the show before, but they've asked people to name the songs that are the most dangerous, at least when it comes to driving. And it wasn't just people saying, oh, this one makes me drive fast. They actually looked at the fast tempo of the songs to determine which ones made people drive faster and more recklessly. I know mine's not going to be on the list because it really isn't a hugely popular song, but it's that still that song Move by Thousand Foot Crutch. That's the one that I had to take off one of my playlists because it
just floored it.
Did make me speed.
Yeah.
But this is what are the top five most dangerous songs. And I'll also play you the top five least dangerous songs too, because they looked into that. So if you want to be safe, obviously you go with the least dangerous one, but if you want to speed and drive like crazy,
right,
you go with the most dangerous ones. If I can find it here.
Where are they?
Just a second.
Where are they, Dave?
I brought it up earlier and then I moved on to something else and that has effed me right here. We go. All right, so this will start with the most dangerous, which is by Green Day.
Just hit the station change.
It's sad. I think the same.
They say that's the most dangerous song to drive to.
Come on. Crazy.
Green Day's American Idiot, because with a fast tempo of 120 beats per minute, it makes you more likely to drive faster and more recklessly. All these songs, I don't get. Like, here's number two.
I'll speed to this one.
You will?
No.
Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA is number two on the most dangerous songs to drive to.
We never listen to that song.
I wonder who put this list together. What scientists put this list together?
Scientists.
I don't know.
The Killers' Mr. Brightside is next.
Yeah.
Then it's the Chainsmokers.
So they based it basically on beats per minute, you
right.
can tell.
Yeah, it's the only thing they're using, because none of these would make you drive fast.
And this is the fifth one. Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
So many kids these days playing Born to Run and just speeding.
This song might hype me up if I'm going to the gym or something, but I would never think to even put it on.
No.
So what are the least dangerous songs? These ones, apparently the top five on this list, and it starts with Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's funny because the tempo gets very fast in that song towards the end. Like, it always speeds up.
Oh, yeah. Chili Peppers Under the Bridge.
Go right into the bridge.
Drake is in third spot.
Rowan, change it. Rowan, stop playing with my radio.
Wasn't this the one they were doing the dance to? Was that the song they were doing the dance to?
No, out of their car? No.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
the name one.
This is number four.
I feel like some of these songs are dangerous because I want to take my car right into the embankment.
Yeah.
At a high speed.
And here's the last one. Send me your location.
Let's focus on communicating. Have you heard this song?
I don't even know that song.
Khalid.
Nope. I don't know it.
That's the other Khalid. Not DJ.
He's not screaming, DJ Colin!
Yeah, exactly.
Back with another one, DJ Colin!
Cliff's with us here. Hey, Cliff, good morning, man. How are you?
Okay, good. Hey, I'm an old-timer, and the song that makes me really want to speed like crazy is Radar Love by Golden Earring. I don't even know if you guys know, but
I know it. I know Radar Love.
You know?
Yeah, you know Radar Love.
Radar Love.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's impossible not to know
this. It's really good.
Yeah. But it makes you speed.
Anyway, it makes me speed like crazy.
All right, man, be careful.
I'm an old-timer.
Thanks for calling in, dude. Yeah, it's from 1973.
Yeah, it's a big song, dude.
I've been driving all night. Oh, sure, yeah, okay. I didn't never knew it was called Radar Love.
Well, yeah, that's
probably
the...
It doesn't pop up on your playlist often.
Yeah, you're right. So.
You know it to hear it, but you've never really...
But, like,
really
the chorus is
so... You know this song, James?
No. Nope.
When she is lonely.
I know this part.
Yeah, so
yeah, you know,
right?
The chorus.
Yeah.
It's been Forrest in Gump? Commercials, or is it Forrest Gump?
Is it Forrest Gump? I don't know. I feel like I know it from a movie. Or it was on part of the Muzak music at the grocery store.
Possibly.
Yeah, I'm like, I think it's grocery store music.
It's a little too pumped
that's,
up. For
that's
that,
a little rocky for a grocery store.
Yeah, I was just working at an edgy grocery store.
I think honestly, it has been in commercials.
I'm sure it has.
It's been in a million commercials.
Commercials or something.
Million commercials.
Dude, yeah, you want a dangerous song to drive to? Cowboys from Hell by Pantera.
Well, that
now,
is.
There's a dangerous song to drive
it's
to.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
What makes it dangerous for you?
It's just.
Dude, that song gets me so hype. Like, I can play that and it's like an instant shot of adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready for whatever. Whether this be a fight, who knows?
The song's also featured in Detroit Rock City.
You shouldn't listen to that, James.
Oh,
you gotta listen to your Taxi theme song.
Yeah, while you're driving.
Yeah, but sometimes I need that Pantera.
I know.
Mike is in Massachusetts. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
What up? How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. There's a song that makes you speed.
There's a song that makes me speed. It's by Evanescence, Bring Me Back to Life. I don't know what it is about that song, but something just comes over me and I start weaving through traffic.
So you're rushing to get to your boyfriend's house? Is that it or what?
Come on, I'm kidding.
It's just not like a traditional male rock out song.
Yeah.
I know, that's the weirdest thing about it. You know what I mean?
Like, do you blare it with the windows open?
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes. All
it's
right.
Okay. It's fine.
I will give you a look. If a guy sped by me listening to Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, I'd give you a look. I got to say.
Yeah.
You enjoy it, though, dude.
I'm secure with myself.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. And to each their own, my friend. You enjoy it. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a good day? That's not to me like a speeding song at all.
Mm-mm.
Well, one, I wouldn't be listening to it, but we played it at the station we worked at years ago.
It was big. She's not.
But that's the wake me up inside.
Yeah,
that's the one. Yeah. All right. Okay. Birdies in Naples. What is it for you?
I would have to say "Wipeout" by the Safaris.
Like the surf song?
Bum, bum, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Really? But is it because you're in Florida? Is that it? What, are you driving by the beach?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, I guess that makes a little more sense. You got the music to go along with your drive. I get it. It's got that beat, right? It's got that really fast beat.
Why do I like surf music?
I don't know why you like, because it goes against everything else that you stand for. I
love surf music.
You like the Beach Boys too, don't you?
I love surf music.
I'm not a big fan.
And like Dickie Dale, I like all that.
Is this stuff I like your this dad style. Listen to all those cassettes you get from the gas station?
Some of it, yep.
This almost passed a billion views. This is the brand new
This might
song.
Be the
it's
next one. Song. Remember how we talked about, like, no songs from the other century make it to a billion? Let's get
Safari's Wipeout to a billion, people. Everyone go to YouTube today and look up Safari's Wipeout. It's 9.917 right now.
I can't believe it's that close. What was it in then that kids have checked it out for some reason?
It's so popular.
So many.
Oh, yeah.
Every surf movie that's ever been made through the years has had this song in it.
Yeah.
This song reminds me of the Munsters theme.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll take a few more quick calls here. What is it for you that makes you speed the song, Nick?
Yes. Good morning.
Doing all right, man. I mean, you didn't ask, but
yes,
I'm just going to say.
How are you?
So what's your comment?
Good. Yeah, that LaDonna Mobile song. It was on the Punisher movie, but if you put it on while you're driving, you feel like you got to drive real fast. It's an old Italian song, I think.
Oh, see, I don't
know. Are you Italian?
No, I'm German and British, I guess.
That's so weird. Well, everyone knows it, but
you know it.
Yeah. You turn it up real loud, you get super excited.
I don't know if I do. I feel like it was in a butter commercial or something.
Yeah,
there was some commercial that used this.
It reminds you of like Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been in a million things. It's so classic, but.
But it's like they changed the words for It's Gonna Drive Me Crazy Now. Very robusto. Like it was for some sort of like
pasta sauce
or something.
Sort of Italian product.
I just think
product.
Of Ace Ventura's line from his movie, which you can't say on the radio.
Oh, I don't even know. I can't remember it.
Legos tomato sauce. Maybe that's it. Very robusto, mucha tomato. Like it was really bad.
Yeah.
It was super bad.
Oh, that's so awful.
I guess Doritos has used it. Axe has used it.
It's Nestle so, has yeah, used it's it. Just so classic.
Oh, this one didn't change the words. They just played.
No, they didn't. They're getting tomatoes ready to be put into something.
I feel like there's one where they change the words.
Probably.
Yeah, and it was really, really bad. I'm sure it was a big cultural appropriation.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was a
different time.
It was a different time. They wouldn't do it anymore.
Just a few years ago.
Yeah. Benson. Hi, Benson. How you doing?
This is Benson. My name's Franklin.
All right, Franklin. Hey, Franklin. So what's your song?
The Irene Cara, Flashdance, What a Feeling from, yeah. You know, Flashdance.
Yeah, Flashdance. The theme song from the movie Flashdance from the 80s.
Yeah. Get some hype.
Yeah, gets you going, man. I get it. You speed. Rob, what about you?
Slipknot, All Out Life.
Yep, I listen to that too.
See, that's the more traditional stuff I would think of. If I'm going to think of a song that makes me kick it into high gear, it's like a huge rock song.
Yeah, it's, you know... I've never really got like massively hugely into Slipknot in any way, but that song came out and just when I was watching a lot of, you know, I watched those reaction videos and like people watch that video and react to it. And it's got a real slow build at the beginning of it where it's like you can almost not even hear it. And then all of a sudden it's like goes insane. So to me, that's like what it would be like your pedal just going down more. And more, but
this guy said, I got pulled over going 110 in a 65. Cop asked why I was speeding. I said, it's a beautiful day, and I had a great song playing, Ticks and Leeches from Tool. Cop turned out to be a Tool fan as well. Changed the ticket to 98 so I could keep my truck.
Oh, wow.
Cool, but not that cool.
Not
still
that cool.
Me
you still got a ticket.
65
yeah.
is still going to be pretty damn bad.
I need that money.
This guy said, most dangerous song, Phil Collins in the Air Tonight, because everyone has to do the drum solo and loses control of their
car. Nothing takes their hands off the wheels and die.
Someone said, just got pulled over yesterday, listening to Slow Ride by Foghat. Someone else said, Black Betty gets me speeding. Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way by Ludacris. Makes that guy drive fast and dangerous. That's kind of like my...
Yeah,
move. 5,000-foot crutch.
Yeah.
Because I'm always in the left lane, and someone's slowing me down. And it makes me speed. A few more quick calls here. Joe from Plymouth, what do you think? What's the one that gets you going? Hey, Joe.
Man, go on that gun in your hand.
I guess we lost you. Nick, what about you, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. Go ahead.
Ain't Talking About Love, Van Halen. When that guitar kicks in at the beginning... My foot gets heavy.
You be careful, dude. Jan and Macomb, what is it for you?
Tush by ZZ Top.
Tush. That is a bold choice for a lady.
Oh, ZZ Top. When you're from Texas, you can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah, true. You grew up around ZZ Top.
Well, you do. You do.
It's part of the culture
it's
there.
It's part of the Texas culture.
And Tony gets the last word. Hey, Tony, how are you, man?
Ludicrous. Too fast, too furious, man. That makes me want to run over people going down the street. But I also have another question. How do Caucasians have sex with all that rock music, like Nine Inch Nails and all that heavy metal music? How do you guys have sex with that music? That's no beat, no rhythm.
Because we don't have beat or rhythm, we don't rely on it. We don't rely on it.
So you got to have a good rhythm to go to, Tony.
I'm just picturing Dave trying to have sex to maybe like, you know.
Well, he doesn't. He has sex to terrible 90s hip-hop.
Yeah, that's
genuine.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
What's your background, Tony?
I am a black Puerto Rican.
Black Puerto Rican.
More rhythm and soul than, the most people do.
And what music do you listen to have sex to?
Reggae, salsa, R&B, a little bit of hip hop.
You'd be surprised how similar our sex playlists are, Tony. Yeah, let me tell you that, my friend.
Dave is
I'm pretty much black Puerto Rican.
That's 100% the truth.
All right, my brother.
His playlist is from the waist down.
See you, Tony. Have a good day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A school principal in North Fort Myers, Florida, found pot in a kid's backpack. 2.1 grams of marijuana because someone noticed a smell. Here's the story from ABC 7.
They say the student's backpack on Monday reeked of marijuana. The teacher who caught a whiff of it alerted the principal, who alerted the school resource officer, who searched the bag. The officer found a pink baggie holding 2 grams of a leafy substance. An LCSO says it tested positive for marijuana.
This is really disturbing. This is truly disturbing to me. And this is just down the street from my home.
And she's not the only one who thinks that way.
Jesus Christ.
Got a lot of other things to worry about.
Now, deputies say the student, whose name is blacked out in the report, has never been arrested before. That means they qualified for just a civil citation, something for people underage that's an alternative to an arrest.
Well, I'd like to know if there's anything else that's going to be done. I mean, is it just going to be a citation or is there going to be an investigation?
Jesus Christ, it's some pot in a kid's backpack. Are we kidding? The kid didn't try and blow up the school. He had a little baggie of pot in his backpack.
Is like I suppose
mother of God.
It'll be okay.
You just fell in there? Something happened.
Yes. Holy hell.
I mean, or eighth grade, there are some kids smoking weed by then.
What did that lady say?
I got to hear what that lady said. The lady with the cowboy hat.
If there's anything else that's going to be done. I mean, is it just going to be a citation or is there going to be an investigation?
She has no teeth, by the way.
Mom and dad in the other town need their butts kicked.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yes, go kick mom and dad's butts.
I'd like to see them try.
Look at his pink fluffy steering wheel cover.
No, but here's the thing.
What's happening?
This is who we're checking in on now for moral judgment. We're checking in with them on moral judgment.
Because these are the type of people that talk to the news.
Well, these two look like
people don't talk to the news.
Yeah, right.
If someone stopped me, I'd be like, no comment. I don't want to talk about a kid. I don't care.
I'd be like, what, 2 grams of pot? Big deal. Ooh.
Ooh, they don't want to be honest. But they want the woman who's like, something more needs to be done.
And I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, I hate to break it to you, but in a lot of different places where stuff ain't great, eighth grade kids are smoking pot.
I'm sure
it's when Andy started.
They spoke to our listeners at Fort Myers. They would not have a problem with a kid being busted with a little bit of pot in his backpack. Yeah, sure. I understand you got to do something about it. But you don't. It's not the end of the freaking world. My Lord. Calm down, lady.
Oh, my God.
That's the news today, though.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know what, though? Marijuana in Florida is like
the devil's just, lettuce
no,
there
but
still.
It's not really. Most people want it. It's just the old folks who complain about everything complain about
that,
too.
But to them, and they're the ones who vote.
Yeah, it'll be a while. It'll be one of the last states where it's legal. I do believe that.
Yeah.
They do have the air freshener in their car. You don't think they're smoking some weed in there? Come on.
They look totally like...
Look at that.
They're up definitely. To much worse than weed, Lisa.
Maybe
much
that's
worse.
What it is. They're over, like, compensating. That's outrageous or
yeah,
whatever.
That's,
like,
that's probably
that's it.
How dare they?
We got to throw this news reporter off our scent here. Yeah. That's outrage about the 2 grams of weed. There's a couple little nugs in some kid's little backpack.
They got like a brick of heroin in their truck. Yeah.
For sure.
They're gonna find out about the drugs sure. in my butt.
Yeah.
Hey, turn down the meth bubbler in the back there.
I take 87 oxycodones.
That's it.
I got a bad back. Look at it. He's got a bad back.
It's fake outrage. It's totally fake outrage.
Is there going to be a citation or is there going to be an investigation into this?
Mom and dad in the other town need your butts kicked.
Yeah, that's... They need yeah. your butts kicked.
That lady had to have at least smoked meth or crack or something.
For sure.
She has no her face.
Oh, my God.
The other woman has just never been laid.
Yeah. Yes. The other one, no drugs, but yeah.
Yeah. No climax.
These do the same thing.
Oh my God, you've never seen two people that look more like they do drugs in their entire life.
He sure
has like
drugs.
A rattan cowboy hat on with glasses and a pink fluffy steering wheel cover. Yeah. And
he
a
looks
tank
like Willie
top.
Nelson.
He looks like a Willie Nelson relative. She looks like desperation. Oh. She is the picture of desperation.
Does she have yeah. teeth?
It
no.
does not.
You can't have teeth in your mouth like that.
No.
Your mouth
right.
only
your
looks
mouth
that
is
way.
Like imploding.
They yeah. totally oversold it because they were... They didn't want to be busted for whatever they were doing. What did they say when they first talked to them, too? I want to... Where's that?
Oh,
old
really?
Dried up bitch.
Here he is. He says basically the same
yeah,
thing.
If I'd have found out my kid got a hold of it,
what?
I'd put a whooping on the parents.
And my kid got
he
a hold
has
of
a long white ponytail, too. My God, he's the picture of drugs.
He's probably selling drugs right now. Probably
yeah.
after the interview.
Yeah, they were actually selling drugs.
Hold on a second here. What news? What are you? Just let's wait. Hold off on the sale.
Yeah.
No, drugs. Drugs, I hate them. Marijuana's the devil. Kick those parents' asses.
Anyone who protests
what's
too
that,
much
what's
about
that
anything.
Rubber band around your arm?
Don't worry about that rubber band. That's to hold my ponytail back.
It might be.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.